This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Fun fact, Jody.
Yes.
At 5 o'clock this morning, it was 96% humidity in Fayetteville.
Which is why you just have a cloud of frizzy curly hair around my head right now. 96%.
Yeah, I don't know what it is now, but that's what it was at 5 this morning.
I heard a rumor that it was supposed to get cooler today.
I heard that rumor, too.
Let's see. I don't know. I think that rumor may have been misguided.
Cooler being a relative term as well.
That is true. But, oh, gosh. God, we need to get a break. We need a humidity break.
That's what we look to the Walton Arts Center for.
Absolutely. Air conditioning.
Yes.
Air conditioning and inside, for sure. Well, yes, come and visit us in the air conditioning. We've been talking about this for many, many weeks, but we're very happy that the Guys and Dolls Company is here, and they will be doing two performances on Saturday, that's the 9th, at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and that is it. And then they go off on their summer tour.
And we're lucky because the rest of the tour in bigger theaters.
Yes.
And Gordon Greenberg, the director, was talking about how he liked staging in this, what he called a more intimate space.
Yeah, it's true. And actually, if you compare theaters that a lot of these tours go to, our hall is about half the size as most of these big giant auditoriums, but it's actually more in line with a Broadway theater.
Hmm.
In fact, a lot of the Broadway theaters, the big classic ones, the Schubert and all of those, are smaller than our house.
And while there are fewer seats, the stage dimensions, he says, are the same.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a great, it's a great theater. And his reaction is so similar to, a lot of these companies that come and mount here. They really love it. It's a great space. It's got a good-sized stage, but the audience is intimate, and you'll be close to them. So
those performances, 2 and 8 Saturday.
2 and 8 on Saturday. And then we will have a show out at the Amp on the 14th, the B-52s with Ultra Suede opening for them. That's Thursday. And then Saturday, the 16th, we'll begin the Summer Jazz Series with Eldar Zhandarev, and that's in Star Theater, 8 p.m. Then taking a little bit of a break for a few days, we'll have Chris Young at the Amp on the 29th of July. And then, believe it or not, Imagination Movers will be here at the end of July. Unbelievable that we're already talking about the end of July. It's crazy.
But because we're in July, that means you are in a new fiscal year.
Yes, it's happy new fiscal year to everyone out there. No, we began our new fiscal year on July 1st, and we run on the academic calendar, basically. And the exciting thing about this year is that it is our 20th anniversary season.
I guess on one hand, hard to believe for me.
Yeah, we were just talking about how it feels like the 15th anniversary was just a few days ago, and I feel the same way. But what a, what a milestone. And, we're going to have so much fun with it. There's just going to be so much to look back at and celebrate, and it's also perfect to look forward and, look to the future. The thing I have been discovering is that a lot of the programs that we currently do now happened 20 years ago, and they've just evolved and changed quite a bit. And so I think it's pretty neat to think about. Yes, it's a 20-year history, but there's some things that we've been doing for 20 years that have had a real impact. And one of those is our Arts with Education Institute. And a couple weeks back, we talked about professional development and training for teachers. And this is one of the pieces of our sort of core thing that Walton Arts Center is, which is arts education. And so in 1991, before Walton Arts Center even opened, the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. began this program called Partners in Education. And I believe there were 9 or 10 founding partner organizations. And Walton Arts Center, which didn't even have an open building yet, was one of those founding partners. And that partnership was formed to help institutions train educators to use the arts in their classrooms and make sure that the arts were part of classroom learning. That was back in 91.
It's still happening.
It's still happening. And the first year that they did that we were part of this partnership, they did something called the Arts with Education Institute, where they brought in some teachers and they started to train them on some specific techniques to use arts-based techniques in their classroom. And that was 20 years ago. And this summer, in August, we will have 50 teachers here doing the Arts with Education Institute again. And so I just think that's amazing because the program has evolved, obviously. Things, techniques and things have changed. We have a great partnership with Crystal Bridges. They help us with the Institute as well. And if you think about it and you do the math, if we have 50 teachers in that Institute. Mm-hmm. And let's say over their lifetime, those teachers on average might impact 2,000, 3,000 kids.
Sure.
50 teachers a year, 2,000 or 3,000 kids. Those kids are all going to be impacted by what those teachers have learned. And then count that back 20 years.
It's 10,000 per year.
It's hundreds of thousands of kids who have been touched by this program. And it's pretty amazing.
It'd be fun to run down those first teachers.
Gosh, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You just gave me a task. I'm going to go figure that out, see if I can find them. If you're out there and you were part of the first class of the Arts with Education Institute, please call Walton Arts Center and ask for me, and we'll hook you up and we'll come talk to you.
Well, you just gave us a natural segue because you can call Walton Arts Center at
443-5600, or you can visit us at waltonartscenter.org, or you can come down to the box office if you want to get tickets for anything. Box office is open 10 to 6 every day.
That website's not 20 years old.
No.
I know that.
That website is a mere couple of months old. So, but yeah, can you believe that? I mean, a little known fact.
Yes.
Imagine 20 years ago how you bought tickets. You probably called up on the phone or you physically walked down there. to the box office. Nowadays, we do more than half of our ticket sales online.
Which is good. Mm-hmm. It's convenient. I do remember Michael Feldman's What Do You Know was there in that first year, or I think the first year it was open.
Wow.
And there was a line that morning.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the Broadway, you just don't have
you
that anymore,
have
and I miss
lines.
That a little bit.
I know, I do too. And
but it makes it much easier if you're in Fort Smith or Tahlequah or Rogers. You can just get on your computer.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, it definitely makes it easier for parents who are bringing kids and all of that. You know, they can go online and pick their seats and choose what they want. But how the world has changed! It's pretty cool.
Jody, thanks.
Thanks, Kyle.